USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Russian forces in eastern Ukraine have intensified attacks in several cities, including Kharkiv and Donetsk. Ukrainian military officials have reported a Russian buildup for a renewed ground assault in the eastern part of the country. The renewed push coming after the sinking of the Russian flagship in the Black Sea earlier this week. U.S. officials confirmed Friday that the Moskva was hit by a pair of Ukrainian cruise missiles south of the port of Odessa. The Russian Defense Ministry has blamed the cruiser's sinking on a fire among the ship's ammunition. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tells CNN that history will sort out how it sank, but that the elimination of the Moskva is good for his country.
I want you, the rest of the people, to realize that. The less weapons the Russian Federation that attacks our country has, the better for us. The less capable they are.
Putin resumed. The Biden administration announced that leases to drill on more than 144,000 acres of federal land will go on sale next week. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.